This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
9:44, 16 till 10. Today will always be the day that's remembered as the Saints' new head coach sharing the front page of the newspaper with Scrim, the runaway dog. Jeff Nowak joins us now, WWL Saints sideline reporter. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good. Yeah, the second most important thing that happened yesterday. The Saints hired Kellen Moore, right?
Do you think Scrim will be at the press conference or not? If I were Kellen Moore, I would. I'd have him there just for good luck.
I mean, I think Scrim should have his own press conference, personally. I don't think he should be dragged down by the Saints at this point. Like,
why,
he is
sure,
his own media empire.
Tell me about the hire, your thoughts on this. And I see some NFL, you know, experts, talking heads on Twitter, giving it a B and so forth. Your thoughts on who was out there, who was available, and what the Saints accomplished?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you can look at this and say, hey, they targeted Kellen Moore. They got Kellen Moore. There's conversations to be had about whether, you know, they he was at the top of their list to begin with. What we can say, as a matter of fact, is, you know, he was high on their list throughout the process. He was among the first interviews they did. They were high on him. You know, I think it's pretty clear they wanted to get back to an offensive head coaching setup. You know, when we saw several offensive head coaches come in, you know, I think it'll be interesting. He's 36 years old. He's the youngest head coach in the NFL. But when you kind of break it down, it's interesting because you'll hear the word inexperienced thrown around a lot. If you look at it in terms of just years spent as an offensive coordinator, he's one of the more experienced coaches, first-time head coaches over the last several years. I mean, you've seen coaches hired with one. Liam Cohen had 1 year of offensive coordinator experience. Ben Johnson, 3 years of offensive coordinator experience. You know, Brian Schottenheimer is kind of weird because he's been a journeyman. He's got like 15, but, you know, Kellen Moore has been 6 years as an offensive coordinator for three teams. He understands how it works. He's got a lot of connections, and that'll help him build his staff. So, you know, I'm cautiously optimistic. There's a lot of headwinds he's flying into, a lot of hurdles that this team is going to have to get over and figure out how to navigate. But, you know, I think it's a good start. That's where I'll leave it.
But I think what people need to remember is that anybody that took the job would be heading into those headwinds as well. And as far as the Saints' first choice, or the last hired, Dan Quinn was the last hired last year, right? And look what happened. I know he had Jaden Daniels. You can't factor that out. You can't always say because of this, because of that. But the last thing in the world I wanted was some kind of retread where, you know, it's like a Schottenheimer, no disrespect to him, but that kind of thing, or Pete Carroll. I'm glad the Saints are going in this direction, and whomever they got would have the same challenges whoever came in, because the situation is what it is. And, you know, another thing I'll add, Jeff, those of us with ex-wives know that that have been divorced know that maybe the first choice is not always, you know, the way it should have been. Let's talk about the deal in the NFL and the tendency in the NFL and why I think it's such a good thing to get an offensive-minded coach and a creative guy like the Saints head coach.
Yeah, no, I think that there's a reason that teams will tend toward offensive head coaches, and it's because if you're a defensive head coach and you have a great offense, your offensive coordinator is gone, right? Mm-hmm. If you're Todd Bowles and you hire the worst the offensive coordinator in the NFL, you're firing him, you're hiring a new offensive coordinator. If you're Todd Bowles and you hire the best offensive coordinator in the NFL, he's getting poached for a head coaching job and you're hiring a new offensive coordinator anyway. It's a tough life to lead. Look at Dan Campbell, right? That's been a great team. They've had a great offense, great defense. Obviously, injuries notwithstanding, kind of fell apart on the end there. But both coordinators gone. And that's kind of the frustrating life you lead as a team being led by that setup. Now, your offensive coordinator is effectively Kellen Moore in this situation. He said he's going to call plays. So you're going to have an offensive coordinator in title, but he's not going to be someone that gets poached, most likely. Now, you do have to find someone to lead that defense, but I just think the Saints are a lot more comfortable trying to do that. They did it with Dennis Allen, but we saw in the years where they didn't have the defense figured out, things didn't work so well. Drew Brees was always Drew Brees. Sean Payton was always Sean Payton. But you still went 7-9 3 years in a row because you couldn't get the defense sorted out. So that's got to be priority one, in my opinion. Figure out the defense. A name that's been very popular is Brandon Staley. He was the head coach with the Chargers who hired Kellen Moore over there for 1 year. You know, people forget Brandon Staley was actually one of the top candidates for the Eagles job before they hired Nick Sirianni. He ended up taking the Chargers job instead, and the Eagles continued their search, ended up on Sirianni. So you wouldn't say that Sirianni was their first choice. That would make a lot of sense. But what people need to realize is, you know, if you decide to change up your defensive philosophy significantly, the way that a Brandon Staley would, he's a guy who learned his defense under Vic Fangio, was with him with the Bears and the Broncos. That's what he brought to L.A. So you're talking about a 3-4 kind of zone match type scheme, assuming he doesn't change up a lot of what he does coming to New Orleans. And the Saints aren't built to run that way. So, you know, you're talking about when we talk about these hurdles, one of those hurdles is going to be if you make a significant change to your scheme on defense, you're going to have to retool your roster around that. And this is not a team with a ton of cap space that can go out and just re-sign a bunch of players. They're going to have to do it through the draft. You're going to have to figure out what players on the roster can play new roles, right? You're going to need a nose tackle. You're going to need, you know, zone corners instead of man corners. So, you know, it can take time. Like, you might be 2 years down the road before you feel like you have the personnel in place to match what you want to do. And so I just think fans need to be prepared. Everyone's going to be really excited about Kellen Moore, and I think they should be. But, you know, this is going to be a slog, at least in year one, I think. I would be very surprised if this turns around and you go, you know, 10-7 or 12-5. It could happen. But, you know, these rebuilds, there's a reason the Saints tried to push off a rebuild as long as they did, because they're not pretty.
Tell me about tough choices that are going to have to be made, and players that, maybe some longtime players that we may not see on the team next year.
Yeah, you know, it's tough because of the way the Saints manage the salary cap. We've talked a lot about this. You can't just cleanly move off of veteran players. You know, if you, for example, you say, hey, DeMario Davis, what if we traded DeMario Davis? It would actually cost you money for against the cap to trade DeMario Davis, because his future cap hit would accelerate. Tyrann Mathieu would be about a zero. You know, it would come down to your dead cap hit would match your savings. So I don't think that there's a ton of moves you can make in that regard to just say, okay, send them out, and it'll make things easier. The big question is going to be Derek Carr. If you stick with Derek Carr, you can restructure that contract, and it gives you a lot more flexibility. If you decide to move off Derek Carr immediately, then your options are severely limited, and you are not able to rebuild that roster really through anything but the draft. So I think that's the decision you have to make this year, is would you rather clean up the cap at the quarterback position and figure things out down the line, or would you rather reset at the quarterback position and figure things out around him next year? And so that's going to come down to Kellen Moore, in my opinion. If he wants to work with Derek Carr, a guy he knows pretty well, he actually played against him in college. He's only 2 years older than Derek Carr. I think that makes your decisions for you. But, you know, I do think that we're kind of coming toward the end of a lot of these veteran players. You know, Cam Jordan still going to play this year, but, you know, what's that going to look like? DeMario Davis, Tyrann Mathieu are effectively going into the final years of their restructured contract. So I would expect that those eras end pretty soon. And you're going to have to figure it out from there. But I don't think the roster is going to look significantly different other than, you know, some of these free agents. You know, Chase Young, he's a free agent. Peyton Turner is a free agent. Paulson Adebo is a free agent. The decisions on bringing those guys back. But I don't think a lot of these entrenched guys are going to go anywhere.
If you were to put a list of priorities, Kellen Moore coming in, what's at the top of his list? Sorting out the defense?
Yeah, first is defensive coordinator. Figure that out. Figure out what you want your scheme to be so you can make some decisions on the roster. Then I need to figure out what I want to do with Derek Carr. Those are my top two things. And because those decisions are going to impact everything else down the line. Then from there, you can figure out your offensive coordinator, your QB coach, you know, some of your position coaches. Then from there, I'd move to the offensive line and figure out whether I have the pieces I need or whether I have to go get something or whether I have to make something a priority. Left guard is a position that I'm not sure about. Right tackle, do you want to continue with Trevor Penning? And then you kind of go from there. But yeah, offense or defensive coordinator, priority one. And then who's my quarterback, priority two.
Patience. You need patience. Everything new takes patience. Not going to fall into place right away. But I'm like you, Jeff. I'm cautiously optimistic. I like the hire. And let's see what happens, right?
Yeah. And I mean, like the... You know, winning games would be nice. Having a kind of bounce back season, getting to the playoffs would be great. You need to see steps forward in a positive direction. You know, you need to hit the draft this year. If you can nail the draft and kind of set yourself with a nice little nest egg of quality young players, you got all these picks to make, then, you know, this thing can turn around quickly. That's been the biggest issue, in my opinion, that gets overlooked because of the way the cap has been structured and kind of fallen apart a little bit. Is you haven't really hit on draft picks. And until you start hitting on draft picks again, it's not going to get any better because you're not going out in free agency and rebuilding this team. So that's the big thing for me.
And
you got the head coach, get the quarterback, hit the draft.
And we'll meet him tomorrow, correct? Press conference?
Yes, sir. 11:30 a.m. They're scheduled to have an introductory press conference at the team facility in Metairie.
I'm sure we'll carry it. Thank you, Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter, 9:55. Quick break, then we'll find out what Newell's got for us when we come back on WWL.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.